Chapter 5, the second principle, alignment. Quote, "It is only by becoming godlike that we can know God. And to become godlike is to identify ourselves with the divine element which in fact constitutes our essential nature, but of which, in our mainly voluntary ignorance, we choose to remain unaware." That's by Aldous Huxley from The Perennial Philosophy. Ego-dominated excuses wouldn't exist if we were able to adopt Huxley's advice above, which paraphrases Plato and perfectly sums up the value of this second excuses-begone principle. Were we to become godlike and be steadfast in thinking in harmony with the universal source of being, which is our essential nature, then we simply wouldn't need to employ ego-dominated excuses. Alignment is a basic truth that functions as your personal code, unlocking the mystery of manifesting anything into your life. You can learn how to readjust your thinking so that it aligns with your essential nature and puts you in harmony with source energy. This symmetry will allow whatever you'd like to flow to you. Stay aligned with source and enjoy exploring an excuse-free life. At this very moment, you can begin to practice alignment. First, notice your thoughts and watch out for any of those habitually misaligned ones. Then, just implement a different way of thinking that replaces the old habit. When you shift your thinking to align with an awareness of your essential nature, the energy is actually measurable. It turns out that we live in a universe that is all energy. Everything vibrates, and the frequency of those vibrations determines how everything appears, including our body, which senses our thoughts and has energy components that can be measured. Our physical universe and everything in it is a vibrating machine. The act of creation itself, bringing non-being into being, is a vibrational frequency. Personally, this realization has been an awesome awakening for me, leading to my knowing in my heart that I have the power to harmonize with the vibrational source and can activate whatever I focus on, and I believe that this ability is within every being. There's an invisible energy field from which everything originates. Through the first excuses-begone principle of awareness, you can realign with the same vibrational frequency of that energy field and access what I call divine guidance. Why? Because of what seems to be a law of the universe. Two frequencies that are alike are attracted to each other, and those that are unalike don't even recognize each other. Staying vigilant and continuously monitoring all thoughts causes you to notice what frequency you're transmitting and receiving. When you perceive that a thought is out of alignment, you can correct it. By doing so, you activate divine guidance because you're now thinking at the same frequency as source energy. Again, in the words of Lao Tzu some 2,500 years ago, quote, "Relinquish the notion that you are separated from the all-knowing mind of the universe. Then you can recover your original pure insight and see through all illusions. The breath of the Tao speaks, and those who are in harmony with it hear quite clearly." Unquote. Note that Lao Tzu urges us to see that this is a recovering project. That is, the rediscovery of our original nature, and that our goal is to simply harmonize with the Tao, or God Source, in our thinking. So how does the Tao think? If you could measure such a thing, you'd see that Source energy is a creating, giving, abundant, loving, joyful, non-judgmental, all things are possible, invisible mechanism. It is always giving, always serving, always an endless supply. It isn't really doing anything, yet nothing is left undone. It manifests being from non-being at a certain frequency. Your job is to align with this frequency while simultaneously disabling the old, slower, ego-dominated thought frequencies. Being stuck in lack, busyness, lost opportunities, bad luck, and so on, is a misalignment with the frequencies of your original nature. I'm sure that you'd prefer being in a state of rapport with the all-creating divine mind, as opposed to being stuck in the muck of excuses. Excuses are all misalignments. Listen back to Chapter 3 and consider what those 18 excuses I delineated say to you. Go down the list, and you'll see that they all focus on what can't be done or why it has never happened. The only thing an excuse gives you is an option out of the life that you'd like to live. Words like difficult, risky, can't, not strong, not smart, rules, too big, too complicated, these all excuse you from being the kind of person you'd like to be and were destined to become. Now consider how source energy seems to operate. Does it really seem that it's possible for God or divine mind to think in it-can't-be-done ways? Of course not. The logic seems abundantly clear to me. Harmonize with energy that can do anything and everything, for this is your original nature. Excuses are evidence that you've discarded a way of thinking that's all-powerful for one that's all-limiting. In other words, it's imperative that you decrease ego-dominated thinking, which offers you mostly excuses, in favor of thinking that's aligned with all things are possible. One of the most common kinds of habituated self-debilitating ideas concerns money. I don't have enough money is a misaligned thought, because money is an inexhaustible supply in the world. There is so much of it, in fact, that it would be impossible to create a calculator large enough to even count it. Now, in order to receive what is being transmitted, frequencies of thought have to match up. Thought energy is picked up by a receiver tuned into the same frequency. So if source energy is transmitting at 95.1 FM, tuning into 610 AM isn't going to transmit what you want to hear. Likewise, it's impossible to pick up on what universal source energy is transmitting if you stay misaligned and don't change frequencies to tune to it. Just sit for a moment and let these thoughts be received right now. You came from a source that has unlimited abundance. It is still generating that same idea today. You merely left it behind. But when you return to those frequencies of your source, you'll start to recognize them again. They'll begin to sound familiar to you, and ultimately, you'll be back in harmony singing the music that you sang long before you acquired an ego and began your journey of misalignment. While I'm using the example of money here, this logic applies to all the habitual thoughts or excuses you use to explain why your life isn't the way you claim to envision it. Therefore, I need to be healed is a vibrational match to I don't have access to perfect health, and God is withholding his healing power from me. You are a physical extension of the source of life, and that source is nothing but well-being. But you can't access this well-being when you vibrate to a different frequency. I need someone to live up to my expectations and to love me in the way I want to be loved in order to be happy is another common misaligned thought. Yet source energy is only about love. As Meister Eckhart wrote in the 13th century, quote, all God wants of thee is for thee to go out of thyself and let God be God in thee, unquote. So come on, wake up. Just let source energy be source energy in you. And source energy has no excuses built into it. It simply says that you are love and you are loved. And all you have to do to get this is to be a vibrational match to love. Or as the prayer of St. Francis puts it, where there is hatred, or anything else that is not of source, let me sow love. When you become that vibrational match and align yourself in this way, you'll see your desires begin to manifest for you immediately. Alignment is awareness in action. You may recall from the previous chapter that awareness is a representation of your highest self, the self that truly knows that it is a physical extension of the divine, the invisible source of all. Alignment represents movement into this state of awareness. Alignment is a verb. It connotes action, be it the action of literally changing old thinking habits so that they match up to your awareness, or the actual shifting of behavior so that you think and act as a God-realized, excuses-begone being. When you become aligned, your thoughts are no longer focused on what you don't want, but rather on what you intend to manifest as a co-creator with Source. The best way to begin retraining your mind is to consciously think in aligned ways, so consider the following. Your universal source of being never thinks in terms of what is missing. Do you? It never thinks in terms of what it can't have or do. Do you? It never thinks in terms of what has never happened before. Do you? It never thinks in terms of what others will think, say, or do. Do you? It never thinks in terms of bad luck or the way things have always been. Do you? Every time you have a thought that extends to a conversation with others about what is missing, what shortages you have, your bad luck, what always has been, how others don't understand you, and so forth, you're practicing a misaligned excuses mentality. But remember that your mission is to shift into the action state of realigning. This reminds me of a story I was told by a minister on Maui. It seems that there was a family who had a very rambunctious 5-year-old, and the parents were deeply concerned that he might inadvertently cause harm to his new baby brother. One night, while they looked into the nursery to ensure the safety of their sleeping infant, they overheard their eldest son ask his brother, "Would you please tell me what God is really like? I think I'm forgetting." Indeed, most of us have forgotten what our source of being is like, and it's particularly noticeable in the excuses we habitually make. It's my contention that the universe not only will but must provide you with what you conceive of. So if you complain about what's missing from your life, including the money that you believe to be in short supply, you'll be offered experiences that match that energy. When you say, I love my job, but I'll never get rich at it, you're aligning with a frequency that will give you what you think. That is why I believe the rich often get richer. It's certainly been true for me since I left poverty behind some 60 years ago. By staying focused on what I intend to create, by believing that the universe is all-providing, and by knowing that I'm worthy of the unlimited beneficence of the source of being, I just keep attracting prosperity to myself. And by being unattached to what shows up, which means that I have no desire for more and more, I'm able to let it go easily. What remains a mystery to so many remains a simple truth to me. Stay in a state of gratitude and let the awesome yet unexplainable Tao proceed to do nothing and yet leave nothing undone. Rather than asking for more, which implies shortages and therefore creates a vibrational match to more shortages, focus on what you have and how thankful you are for everything that has shown up in your life. To that end, keep in mind a happiness index that was recently taken for different countries around the world. It turns out that Nigeria, which is one of the poorest of nations with the least modern of conveniences, came in at number 1 for reports of happiness among the people there. The U.S. ranked 46th out of 50, despite having one of the highest standards of living in the world. Apparently, the emphasis in Nigeria isn't on the mantra of the ego, which demands more and more and more. Emphasizing needing more has built within it the idea of shortage, lack, and I don't have enough. Consequently, when you think more, you become a vibrational match to experiencing more shortage in your life, like it or not. Thinking alignment at all times. When you're thinking about the principle of alignment, keep in mind that source energy is ever present, and that you always have the power to bring yourself into harmony with who you really are. And who you really are is a higher awareness than your earthbound form. Just this simple idea that you're not an ego-based self, but rather divine energy in physical form, will help readjust your energy. Once you recognize your divinity, you'll shift out of misaligned thought patterns. Such thinking focuses on what's wrong or missing, what others have told you are your limitations, what always has been, what used to be, and so on. Since everything comes in response to the vibration of energy, shift out of the lower vibrations and into the vibration of Source. It's already here. I just need to connect to it. Nothing can stop my creative ideas from materializing. I've banished all doubt. I'll soon be seeing evidence of my manifestations everywhere. Now, this is a new kind of thinking. While it may sound too simplistic and naive for you, I'm encouraging you, as strongly as I know how, to give this retraining of your mind a chance. Note that the strength of non-physical energy is flowing everywhere. It's in you, but it's also in every tree, every flower, every bug, every planet, and everything that you want to attract to your life. The non-physical energy is pure, positive oneness, which only your thoughts can disconnect from or misalign with. It flows everywhere at once, and it's always creating, always loving, and always animating life. The only thing that keeps it from working for you is a belief that it can't, it won't, or it never has before. In other words, your excuses. The tremendous value of noticing the alignment of your thoughts will rapidly appear in your awareness. You can summon source energy whenever you slip into a misalignment. Just return to possibilities, manifestations, and your own sense of feeling good, which is just another way of feeling the presence of God. When you find it difficult to move into this alignment attitude, put more attention on your feeling self concerning your desires. For example, if that same old shortage of money surfaces, you may find that you can't stop yourself from being upset about the fact that you still believe that more cash would be your proof that this is working. Try something different and let the energy of what you're feeling reveal what's blocking your alignment. Even if you have to borrow a few $100 just to carry around with you and get the sensation of abundance, feeling prosperous, safe, secure, and positive concerning the flow of money will gradually align you with an abundant source. This has been my way since I was a little boy. I've attracted money into my life because I've always felt prosperous and deserving. That feeling motivated me to act, and I loved carrying groceries or collecting soda pop bottles or mowing lawns. My little bank account was growing while my brothers and friends spoke so often about not having enough cash. Today I'm still mowing lawns and collecting soda pop bottles, only on a much larger stage. And prosperity has never failed to flow into my life. I know in my heart of hearts that the journey from despair to hope and on to prosperity and abundance can be achieved with realigned thinking. I know because I've done it for a lifetime. And I trusted this under circumstances where it never could have been predicted that I'd emerge with unlimited prosperity as my calling card. No one else can do this alignment or realignment exercise for you. You must decide to stay in the feeling of love, prosperity, wellness, or whatever you desire, and let that feeling just flow through you. And remember that you get what you think about, whether you want it or not. Remain thoughtfully in the field of infinite possibilities rather than your negative emotions. Fear, worry, hate, and shame are indicators of separation from your authentic self in the present moment. When you come back to your authentic self, it will work full-time to deliver to you whatever you think about. Silently repeat the following. I get what I think about, and I'm choosing from here on in to think in harmony with my source of being until it is habitual. This is called alignment. What follows are three suggestions for implementing a realigned way of being. First, test your ability to access divine guidance. Think in harmony with source energy by taking on a small project. Choose any subject, bumblebees, light bulbs, feathers, pennies, anything at all, and do nothing but keep it in your mind. Generate pure positive energy around this topic. See the feather or the penny showing up and feel good about this occurrence. Let your mind be at living peace with this item, and then become an observer rather than a demander and notice what happens. By aligning with a field of possibilities in a non-judging, non-demanding, yet totally accepting way, you'll notice the manifestation into your life space of that which you're aligned with in your thoughts. Release any ideas that you're impotent when it comes to co-creating your life. Secondly, practice catching yourself when you're engaged in the habit of negative thinking. Monitor any thought that expresses, it can't, it won't, or it's not my luck, and change it to an aligned thought such as, it will, it must, or it's already here and I know it will arrive on schedule with divine timing. Change these misaligned thoughts or excuses 1 minute, 1 hour, 1 day at a time. And third, affirm, I am aligned with my source in all of my thoughts and with God, all things are possible. Continuously as many times as you can in a 5-minute period. The act of repetition helps the thought become a habituated method of alignment. Soon you'll emphatically say, excuses, be gone.